You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
All right, time for Royce Unchained, sponsored as always by our guy, Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold, for all your financial needs. And Patrick, you're back from Florida. So let's start here. The logical place to start. A few years ago, you decided in Des Moines, Iowa, there was this really nice basketball player. She looked good. You said that's a prospect.
Playing for the Hawkeyes, but she comes from Des Moines.
Yep.
I did the mileage last night. Did the mileage on that trip. So I see her play Michigan, January, sophomore year, right?
Yep.
And she makes all these bombs, all these shots from the same distance as, Seth makes them out in San Francisco. And I say, this is not normal. I got to go find out about this kid. And I drove 250 miles to Des Moines. Then I drove around Des Moines and spent a night. So that's another 50 at least. Then I go to Iowa City, which is another 150 to go see her play. And then that same night, I was so fired up, amped up after seeing her play. I drove it all back at 11 o'clock at night rather than stop. I couldn't have stopped, slept anyway. I was so excited about seeing Caitlin Clark. And now, couple of years later, she's the phenomenon of all time.
You know who you are? You are Brian Epstein, my man. You found the Beatles. You should get a cut.
Isn't this amazing, though, that I guess it's a reflection of the Instagram era, isn't it? I mean, all little girls coming from all over. I saw Rachel's lead today was about this family from Foley. Is it the dad or one of the family members is a big Gopher fan, but the seven people who went with him from here were all wearing Iowa Caitlin stuff, you know. It's quite a phenom. Now, if she goes back for a fifth year, does that cheapen all the records and everything? Because, I mean, there's obviously more money in it for her to do this, and it's a phenomenon. And, the WNBA, I imagine she can create a stir in the WNBA. Maybe she'll sell out every place she goes there, too. And this will not be replicated in the WNBA because this is like the college crowd and the youthful crowd and everything. But it is amazing. Right. She's so much, as we've said and everybody said, she's so much bigger than anybody playing men's college basketball now. It's not even a contest. Amazing last night. The Maroon out, I couldn't get there, but the Maroon out didn't seem to take over the arena as we did. I didn't know that they were, what do they hold, 1,000 or 1,200 tickets for students? Is that it? Because I guess they were lined up 5 hours early for the student tickets, right?
Yeah, Chip wrote about that. And it was just general people, too, like who had tickets who were just in line. They were so excited, like you.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yes. Now, I did go to Dahleen High School, where she came from. And I think she started, I don't think they started her till she was a freshman because they kind of held her back. She could have played as an eighth grader, I guess, at the same school. But what you see here is what they saw at high school, just this feisty kid. She's obviously gotten a lot better because she was really small and skinny when she started playing high school basketball. But there's something about her, man, because she's not this, when you watch her do ads and stuff, she's got a big personality. But as we were saying yesterday, the day before, that State Farm ad, if that was take number 40, they must have just got sick of it because it's not that compelling. But It is an amazing thing. And she'll be back here next week. And they just got to hope she doesn't have to win it, but they got to hope she gets to the final, right?
So, oh God, yeah.
Is this your favorite? You know, Pat, you've covered sports for a long time, but is the Caitlin Clark discovery up there in terms of Patrick Roycey was the first one on it? And is this the biggest I told you so kind of athlete for you?
Yes, except I'm the only one saying it, which makes it makes it a little less. Yeah, I would say so. I've gone out to the hinterlands and found some people once in a while, but I would say this is the number one achievement of my journalistic career, discovering Caitlin Clark. Yes, that is true. Meanwhile, let's have a little shout out here to the Gophers programs. Basketball programs, we cannot find any time in history when they, on the same night, combined to give up 213 points, can we? That's got to be shattered the record.
I saw your tweet where you said, with no research, I'm telling you right now.
Yes, no time. No time have we ever given up. In fact, our two teams, didn't that equal? What did the West score in the NBA All-Star game? Was it 213? Was it 211?
It was the over-under was just over 400, I believe. So, it was two something.
They scored two. I think it might have been our two teams scored 213. Gave up 213. Where did that men's game come from? They've been playing like 60 to 58 games and 68 to 65. Where did this come from?
No idea.
Just decided not to guard it. Both teams decided not to guard the other one. And I watched a little bit of that. And you know what I discovered, though? Last night, I don't care. I don't have to go over there and fight the crowd because I can see it on Peacock.
Peacock, yep.
I don't have the right Peacock. I don't have the expensive. Katie got Peacock. She's got everything. But she doesn't have the
premium
Peacock. Yeah. Just got the regular old Peacock. Yeah. So I didn't know there was such a thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't either. I protest.
I got the premium, so I could watch it. Very fun.
By the time I figured out that I needed the premium, they already were ahead like 35-6 or something, and she had the 20 points. I knew I missed all the fun.
I got a question for you.
She scored what, the last first 15 or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. And she scored 33 total, and she made her eighth three-pointer with 4-plus minutes left. Here's my question for you, though, okay? So, like, that's a great sport now. This kid is unbelievable to watch. But is it Lisa Bluter, the coach of the Hawkeyes?
Yes.
She's got this kid in there. It's a 108-60 final, okay?
Yes.
She's got Caitlin Clark in there gunning threes with 4 minutes left. And I know that she passed the AIAW
Lynette,
record.
Yeah, okay. Lynette Woodard was an early star, but that was even before the NCAA. But absolutely, she did that. And here's why she did it, because the next game,
Ohio State,
she'll pass
Maravich.
She'll pass Maravich. And I don't think Lisa wanted to have the Lynette Woodard record lost in the shuffle of the Pete Maravich records. That would be my guess.
Chip told me, though, that she regularly leaves Clark in late in blowouts. My point is, if this was a men's coach, we would crucify him.
That is true. She's, I would imagine she can come up with some, the fans want to see her, blah, blah, blah. They're all here. But plus, let's face it. She had the National Player of the Year about 4 years ago, right before Caitlin got here. But she's never, no women's coach in history has ever had to handle this kind of attention, right? Never. So I don't know. She's a, what she's doing. But I did notice that she had 30 and was sitting, and all of a sudden she had 33.
Yep.
So
just gunning it from three, too.
Yeah, but I didn't know she was trying to set it. And she needed 32. Oh, yeah. She'll now, her Indiana game was it earlier this week they got killed by Indiana?
Or late last week. Yes. Yeah. And she was not good.
Three for 16 that night. She has some games where she doesn't make them all, but man, it's you know, it's the Taylor Swift of basketball.
That's what Chip
wrote. It's unbelievable. It is just it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I got a confession to make, by the way. You know, the only app we had in Florida was Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you, after a month, you pretty well worn out what you can watch on Netflix. You know,
right.
You can only watch so many Bolivian mystery stories, and with very bad English being spoken on them. Some of them you can't even use the closed captions. You just end up with the you know, some guy who looks like Pablo Escobar with the King's English, you know, so it doesn't work too well. But we ended up watching the 2-year-old Taylor Swift documentary that they had on Netflix. The wife talked me into watching that. And,
wow.
And it is, she's pretty amazing. She writes all her own stuff, man, but she writes it all about herself. So I don't know, you know, that's, you know, I probably should write a column about my discovery of, you know, before the Big Ten tournament. Hey, that's good. You got my column.
There you go. Week,
you know what you should do? A Sid column, though. Make it all about yourself while pretending it's about
tribute,
Clark.
Tribute to Caitlin Clark.
Yes, a tribute to Sid. A very Sid-like column. Well, I found this kid.
When Sid died, I tried to do that with a thing on, I did a little satire about the third day and said, Sid really had a hard time telling everybody about how much good I did for him or something. You know, he was the greatest obits ever. They all ended up being tributes to Sid. They were fantastic. I loved them. I loved them. So meanwhile, I don't know what I would possibly do if I go to a Wild game and this new Russian scores the winning goal. How long would it take you to spell that name? That makes Niederreiter look like a walk in the park.
Yeah, I know.
What is this? Does anyone even know how to pronounce it?
Oh, you know what? It's funny you ask that, because I actually wrote down the phonetic
pronunciation.
Hustandinov.
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 Kustandinov. So the K
Hoost.
Doesn't count. The K Correct. Doesn't count.
Silent.
Now, Kaprizov, we get the K. Kaprizov. But
yes.
This,
oh,
we don't get
Kaprizov's the K. As easy as it gets.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. So, Ustantinov. Okay. Ustantinov? That isn't so bad.
Ustantinov. So it's an H to start, and then the middle, the next big one is D. So it's Hustandinov.
Is he a wing or a center?
So he's listed as a forward. He can play both, and he can win some faceoffs, which I'm going to tell you
right
really?
Now. Oh, really? But he's a smaller guy, right?
Yeah, I was 5'9", something like
that.
Oh, really?
Wow. He's a little smaller. But
but he can still win a faceoff? I thought you had a big and strong guy.
Mm-mm. No, quick. Mm-hmm. Quick, too.
That'd be quick.
So we're to put him down on one of the lower lines to start off with and see what happens, huh?
Yeah, I think they'll probably put him on what would amount to the third line. Now he's got to clear all the visa stuff, Pat. I'm
going to
tell you right now, don't get too
while.
Excited yet.
Okay, but he'll be here for the playoffs, right?
He should be here at some point in March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, well, for the playoff run. Listen, I was looking at their schedule. They got an 11-game schedule where they got 7 against Mutz.
Yep.
They got to play 7 against the Mutz. They should make it. They should make it if they keep playing like they've been playing. Because they played Anaheim a couple of times. Arizona's given up completely. They're terrible. And San Jose, they got 7 games, I think, against those three teams, I think it is. So
they got Nashville tonight in Nashville.
Yeah.
And
Nashville's
won
playing good, right?
6 in a row. So that's going to be a problem. They're also 6 back right now. The problem is they can't screw up at all. They're like, there's no
how
room
they get,
left
how for they get 6 back? St. Louis win a couple or what?
No, the Predators did. And the Wilds played well.
So they were a point ahead of the Predators at one time. I looked. I thought, were they?
The Predators were sliding bad, and then what around the All-Star break, I think the team was supposed to like
dump,
go to Vegas for something. Yeah. And Bruno, who's the coach there now, Andrew Brunette, canceled it, said, screw you guys. You're not going to play
really.
Yep. And they played great since.
Bruno hard-nosed them, huh?
Okay. Yep. Good for Bruno.
So, you know, so it, they had the Heinze effect that they had the other year when they brought Heinze in and then started playing good. So, so what's your view of Heinze? Do you, is he an improvement on Dean, or is it an attitude thing, or what is it?
I think he's an improvement on Dean because he juggles lines a bit more, but it's, I can't tell yet. And I will say this, on Tuesday night, he put Goudreau as the second line center, which made me question everything that I had complimented him for.
Oh, I just, you know, most of my following of the Wild commentary and everything is on Twitter. They're killing Goudreau. The fans do not like him, do they?
No.
They've been getting rid of him. They've been brutalizing him. It is funny. I think all fandom can pick out somebody they don't like that they want to get, but hockey fans, the ones that consider themselves an expert, they get down on somebody, man. They're down on them. It's hard to escape.
So, oh, God.
Hey,
yeah.
I think I'm going over to Bruce Carlson's house in an hour. The 1974 Gophers are having a 50th anniversary celebration, and here's what makes it interesting. First, we forget it took them till 1974 to ever win a national championship, the Gophers. So the first collection of Gopher hockey players to win the national championship. They're having a reunion this weekend. They're being honored Saturday after the first period of the Michigan game. And it's good that it's Michigan, right? Because that's arch rival.
We hated them back then. Days.
Yeah, we did. So, there's 13 of them are going to be there. They have lost a couple of them, and a couple of them are in bad health. But they're going to. It is. You look back. That was only Herbie's second year, and only 2 years removed from the when Kenny Acko replaced Sonmore in the middle of the season. And that, remember that day they won three games or something?
It was, I remember like, Glenn didn't have success.
No, well, but Glenn left and then Yackel came in, and Kenny Yackel, great Gopher athlete, didn't quite work out. I think they won three games all year or something like that.
Who didn't Glenn coach? It's incredible.
Yeah, well, yeah, he coached the North Stars, the Saints, and the Gophers. Yeah, the three.
And he was GM of the Saints when Harry Neal was his coach, right?
Yeah, but he started as the coach, right? And then he hired Harry. Then he hired Harry.
He bumped himself upstairs.
Yes, but I think the beat guys, both the beat guys might be there too. Gilbert and Wong might both show up, I think, for the, they were the beat guys there.
Okay.
Wonger was the beat guy, not Charlie, so.
I
for
did
that
not know
team.
That.
Yeah, I got to get a hold of him and get a couple of yards on it. But it was the quick Herbie turnaround. Hard to believe that they never won one. Because college hockey was such a small world in its infancy in the 40s. You know that the national tournament was four teams that were just invited from the four best, two from the East, two from the West. Mm-hmm. And the West had been so dominant that they were talking about getting rid of it and playing the team, college team, two, the West was talking about playing two teams, college teams from Canada to win to decide the hemispheric championship. And then RPI defeated a, invincible Michigan team, and then the Gophers in the finals, and then the East. That was like that changed the whole complexion of Eastern hockey.
Well, I mean, this year, Pat, Boston College, Boston University are two of probably the best teams in college hockey this year, BU and BC.
Oh, yes, and the BC had six players on the World Junior team. Wasn't it six? I think
something
it was
like that.
Players
yeah,
on the World Junior team. But hey. Declan, yes, BU and BC are great, but Northeastern won the bean pot. But Northeastern won the bean pot.
That's right.
I was watching that down in Florida. I was watching the bean pot, and the love Northeastern fans were crying, and they were all
we screwed it up. We should have a bean pot. We tried, and that North Star Cup flamed out.
You know why? Because we were afraid to hurt Bemidji's feelings or somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
You got to say, you know, Bemidji.
Sorry.
You know. Thanks for coming down here once in a while, but you're not in the tournament. It's up for it's Mankato, St. Cloud, Duluth, and
Minnesota.
You
I
don't
agree.
Get it. You don't get to go in there, and they could try it
you know
again.
What you do?
They could try it again with St. Thomas.
Long term, you bump one of the three. Obviously, not the Gophers for St. Thomas.
Yes, yeah.
That's what you do.
You bump Mankato. You gotta have UMD. They go back to the 1960s.
Yeah, yep. You gotta have Duluth.
But I also want the proximity.
St. Thomas, Gophers, and St. Cloud, because Herbie coached there. You got
St. Cloud. You want?
Yep, you want St. Cloud?
And it's the Herbie. That was another idea.
The Herbie. That's why they wouldn't do it.
If you had it called it the Herbie, you would have had a chance. Instead, we called it the
North Star Cup.
Collegiate Classic or some damn.
No, it was the North Star Cup.
Yeah, it was
after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I didn't like, by the way. As much as I love the name, that was a bad name. No. Herbie was a great name.
Pat, your thoughts on Richard Lewis passing away yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I did. How old was he, buddy?
76. He was looking rough there at the end.
He had a great comeback with Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was pretty good, but he popped up as Larry's foil there once in a while, didn't he?
Yeah,
he was.
I had no idea they were childhood best friends.
Larry took pretty care of some of the old comedians too, but he was the insult himself humorous guy that was.
He's gone different. Now. Belzer's gone. Like, we've lost the great 70s stand-up guys.
How about Belzer, though? The second career he had.
Fantastic.
Law and Order, 20 years or something.
Detective Munch, which he played in like five shows, Pat. He got on like five or six shows.
Is that still on? Law and Order, do we still do that?
Yeah.
They brought the original back? Are you kidding?
Really?
It's not any good.
It's not that good. No. My fiance loves it.
God almighty. It was. What's the one they have now that and they just changed the cities? Is that one? They still do that one? Was it different? They keep running it. And
Law and Order, not
Law. In the city.
It's not NY, like New York. I know what you're talking about. There's an SVU, and then there's another bad one.
They keep changing the city. You feel sorry for network television because they'll recycle anything now. They brought back Night Court, for God's sake.
You know what? Just show NFL games, okay? That's all you got. Just show NFL games on a loop. All of you, you'll do better than you're currently doing.
I ran across some sports talk radio in the car yesterday. I was hit something. Not our show yet, but. All they were talking about, it was the general interest. All they were talking about was the combine and what are the Bears going to do? And
I mean,
it was nothing else matters. Nothing else. Caitlin Clark and that. Those are the only two things that matter.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Goodbye.
See you, Royce.
That's Royce Unchained, sponsored by our friends at Zero Res. Spelled backwards or forwards. It spells the same. Don't be like Judd. Don't dust your own landing. Then you're going to hurt your foot. Is Judd's foot okay? We don't even know yet. Should he have seen a doctor? How about you just avoid that mess?
It's recovering.
Just call Zero Res. Okay, good.
It's recovering.
It's recovering, and next time Judd is calling Zero Res.